GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Escalating transnational repression. 65 Canadian lawmakers condemn Beijing's targeting of Falun Gong practitioners in Canada. 65 Canadian parliamentarians have signed a joint statement condemning the Chinese Communist Party's 26-year persecution of Falun Gong and its escalating transnational repression campaign against the group.
加拿大65议员联署谴责中共跨国镇压法轮功。65位加拿大联邦参众议员签署联合声明，强烈谴责中共对法轮功持续26年的迫害，以及针对法轮功和神韵逐步升级的跨国镇压。
We, the undersigned parliamentarians, stand in solidarity with the Falun Gong community and strongly condemn the Chinese Communist Party's escalating transnational repression and ongoing 26-year persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, reads the statement. Over the past 26 years, Falun Gong practitioners in Canada have endured surveillance, harassment, intimidation, assault, disinformation, cyber attacks, and other forms of CCP repression.
联合声明说，我们以下签署的议员声援法轮功群体，并强烈谴责中共不断升级的跨国镇压和对法轮功学员持续26年的迫害。声明指出，在过去的26年中，加拿大的法轮功修炼者遭受了监视、骚扰、恐吓、袭击、虚假信息和网络攻击及其他形式的来自中共的镇压。
Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a traditional Chinese discipline combining meditative exercises and moral teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. After it was introduced in China in 1992, it spread rapidly, and by 1999, an estimated 70 million to 100 million people had taken up the practice.
法轮功又称为法轮大法，是一种佛家上乘修炼功法，结合了打坐练功和道德教导，其核心原则是真、善、忍。法轮功于1992年在中国长春公开传出后迅速传播，到1999年，修炼人数估计已达7000万至一亿。
While Falun Gong is currently practiced in more than 100 countries worldwide, its practitioners have been heavily persecuted by the CCP for nearly 3 decades, with reports of arbitrary imprisonment, torture, forced labor, physical and sexual abuse, and forced organ harvesting.
尽管目前法轮功已在全球100多个国家和地区传播，但法轮功学员近30年来一直遭到中国共产党的严重迫害。据报道，迫害形式包括任意拘禁、酷刑、强迫劳动、身体和性虐待以及活摘器官。
According to a 2024 report submitted to Canada's Foreign Interference Commission by the Falun Dafa Association of Canada, beyond the forms of transnational repression noted in the joint statement,Falun Gong practitioners in Canada have faced exclusion from local events, impersonation attempts, intimidation of relatives, and pressure on elected officials to withdraw support.
根据加拿大法轮大法协会向加拿大外国干预委员会提交的一份2024年报告，除联合声明中提到的中共跨国镇压形势，加拿大的法轮功学员还被排除参与当地活动，被冒充身份，亲属受到恐吓，以及中共对民选官员施压，以迫使他们撤回对法轮功的支持等方式。
Liberal MP Judy Escrow, one of the signatories of the joint statement and co-chair of the Parliamentary Friends of Falun Gong, said it's important to help Canadians understand the repression faced by many Chinese dissidents abroad.
加拿大国会法轮功之友联合主席、加拿大资深自由党国会议员朱迪斯格若是联署签名的议员之一，他说，帮助加拿大人了解中国异议人士在加拿大受到的打压非常重要。
In an interview with the Epoch Times, Escrow said, I think these statements are extremely important for people to see that we are standing up against the kind of persecution that many of the Falun Gong are having to endure. It's unfair, and it's up to many of us to stand up and be a voice for those who are voiceless.
斯格若在接受大纪元采访时表示，我认为这些联合声明极其重要，能让人们看到我们正在挺身而出，反对迫害法轮功。迫害是不公平的，人们必须站出来，为那些无法发声的人们发声。
The joint statement notes that Beijing's transnational repression has most recently expanded to include the targeting of New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts, a classical Chinese dance company founded in 2006 by Falun Gong practitioners.
联合声明指出，北京的跨国镇压行动近期进一步扩大，已将目标指向总部位于纽约的神韵艺术团。该艺术团是一家中国古典舞表演团体，由法轮功学员于2006年创立。
Venues hosting Shenyun in four Canadian cities this year received bomb or shooting threats, adding to more than 140 false threats made against the dance company, its supporters, or its hosting venues worldwide over the past year. Some of these threats have been traced to sources in China.
2025年，中共针对加拿大举办神韵的四个城市演出场地发送了炸弹和大规模枪击威胁，这是全球报告的140多起此类事件中的一部分，其中一些威胁邮件已被追溯到来自中国。
These acts are part of a broader global CCP-led campaign of sabotage aimed at suppressing Falun Gong and Shenyun, reads the statement. These actions not only harm the Falun Gong community and disrupt Shenyun,but also threaten the integrity of Canada's institutions, sovereignty, and core democratic values.
声明中说，这些行为是中共主导的更广泛的全球破坏活动的一部分，旨在打压法轮功和神韵。这些行为不仅伤害了法轮功修炼群体，也阻挠了神韵，还威胁到加拿大的制度、主权和核心民主价值。
Conservative MP James Bazin also signed the joint statement condemning Beijing's transnational repression. In September, he introduced Bill C-219 in the House of Commons to extend Canada's sanctions to the immediate relatives of international human rights violators.
保守党国会议员詹姆斯·贝赞也签署了这份谴责北京跨国镇压的联合声明。今年九月，他在加拿大国会提出了 C-219 号法案，旨在将加拿大的制裁措施扩大至国际人权侵害者的直系亲属。
He told the Epoch Times that if passed, the legislation would ensure Canada is, quote, not used as a safe haven for those corrupt foreign officials committing human rights abuses and enriching themselves at the same time in China as well as in other countries around the world, unquote. Bill C-219 is currently at the second reading stage in the House of Commons.
贝赞告诉大纪元时报，如果法案通过，该法案将加强加拿大的制裁法律，包括针对在这里进行跨国镇压的人，确保加拿大不会成为那些腐败外国官员的避风港。那些官员在中国及其他国家持续侵犯人权，并藉此谋取暴利。 C-219 号法案目前正处于加拿大下议院的二读阶段。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burlaby, and I'm Hershey. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Front Person, and the song is called UOI.Which is from the album titled Front Runner, released in September 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chant Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑欣赏节目。首先呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Front Person 演唱的歌曲 UOI， 希望您喜欢。Complex is a music piece called Celebration, and it's from the album titled In One by by David Caffey Jazz Orchestra, which was released in October 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 David Caffey Jazz Orchestra 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Celebration. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
the Chinese version of Jingle Bell, Aplex is another kid song. Again, it's a Chinese version. It's called Santa Claus.Segment of the Chinese show, and the song is called White Christmas, and it's vocal by Zhu Baola, and Hershey wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and Hershey also is very thankful to all our listeners for accompanying meIn the past year, and I hope to get your continuous support next year. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自朱宝拉演唱的歌曲《圣诞节下雪》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，也感谢大家一年来对我们节目的支持。祝大家有一个愉快的圣诞节和愉快的新年，我们下周同一时间再在空中相会。